I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. We are delighted to welcome in the man himself. He is Akeem the Dream Hicks. Good morning, Akeem. How morning, are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're feeling pretty good, and you must be too. It's got to be a joy to finally get a win in the division, and now they come fast and furious in the division. We've been talking about it all year. You guys leading the division at 6-3, and I was shocked by that statistic. The first win in 10 division games. Wow, I mean that's hard to believe. It shows you hard work pays off. I guess you're building a team here, and you're ready to start winning in the NFC North.
Man, we're absolutely ecstatic, man, to be in the position that we are. But we do realize that it's going to be a lot of work in order to maintain that position. You know what I mean? It's been a battle to get to the spot that we're at. And this 12-game stretch here this 12-day stretch where we have three games is going to be pivotal in how we finish the rest of the season.
Akeem, I heard you say after the game that you wish your offense wouldn't score so fast. It makes it tough for you guys to get back on the field. What are you going to do about that?
I was having a little fun with one of the reporters, man. It's a big deal, man, to be able to go out there and put up points. And it's something that we have now. You know, guys that can go out there and put up 20 points, 21 points in the first half. Man, that's big, especially to make the game situational, you know, and be up and have to have them get the ball downfield and play a certain style of offense now because our offense is playing so well. So it's a big deal.
You know, from your perspective, from you watching your offense play, you practice against them, obviously, and you went against them in training camp. What do you think is the biggest difference from this offense? I mean, it just seems like there's a variety of weapons. Is it the scheme? Is it a combination of everything? How would you describe the biggest difference in the Bears offense this season?
It's a combination of everything, but the most exciting facet of it to me is the variety, right? They can do multiple sets, multiple looks, and run multiple plays out of it. It's a dangerous offense, and then you have the weapons, right? You got Tariq, you got, what do they call him, Thunder and Lightning? You got Tariq and Jordan in the backfield, and you got a dominant guy out there, a wide receiver. It's a good feeling, dude.
Akeem, you were named to the midseason team from Pro Football Focus. I don't know if you like or follow Pro Football Focus. They love you. They had you with a 91.6 rating, 92.9 against the run, and you were I don't know if I should say it this way, but you were a Pro Bowl snub last year despite 8.5 sacks. Obviously, you look at some of the great players that are in the NFC playing your position, and you talk about guys like Aaron Donald and Fletcher Cox and guys like that you're up against. Is this going to be your year? You were the highest-rated Bear, according to Pro Football Focus and their rankings. Do you think this is finally your Pro Bowl year? You feel like you're having that kind of season?
You know what? I do. I feel like I've had that kind of season the past couple of years. But do I put any value in what people are going to vote or where they sit me at in the positioning for my position? Not very much, man, because a lot of people don't really know what they're talking about. What I find that gives me the most joy is having the respect and adoration of my opponents. You know, my opponent says, oh, man, I got to get ready because I'm about to play this guy. That's what really gets me going, you know?
Akeem, it was good to see you out in the community yesterday at James Jordan Boys and Girls Club serving dinner. I saw you with your son, and you run into a lot of fans, and you talk about that respect you want to get from opponents. I would imagine that you're sensing a lot more enthusiasm in the city and around town and around the facility from Bears fans who, It's been a long time, Akeem. I know you haven't been here this long, but it's been 6 years since the Bears have been this good this late in the season. How would you describe the enthusiasm you sense from fans when you are out and about?
I guess the biggest difference that I see is how well we travel. Man, when we go I remember distinctly Arizona, for instance, it was ridiculous how the visiting side of the field was full of Bears colors and Bears gear. Like, we really make our away games home games with the way that our fans have been traveling this year, man. It's been fantastic to have that type of support. When we went to Buffalo, there was a fan that had a Bills fan that had bought a ticket right behind the defensive line bench, and he was like right behind my ear, and he was heckling me the entire game. But we had so many Bears fans there that they kind of drowned them out, you know what I mean? And every time he said something, the Bears fans would jump on him. It's been a great feeling this year, man.
We haven't seen Minnesota. They're on the bye week. They had 10 sacks against Stafford last we saw him, a common opponent. You guys managed 6 against him last week. They now come in after that bye week. As I recall, you guys went down to Miami after the bye week and got to overtime, lost a game in overtime. Is it hard coming off a bye, Akeem? Is there a distraction of any kind? Do you lose momentum in the modern NFL with a bye week? I know it's necessary, but are you expecting them to be at their best, or are they going to be has their season been interrupted?
I think that, it goes both ways, right? It can be one of the best things in the world, you know, to get you off your feet, rest your body, get you recharged for the second half of the season. A bye week can be all those things, but it can also be a detriment. It can also make you sluggish, tired, not out of shape, but just, you know, you need a buffer, right? But so it all depends on how you use it as an organization and as an individual. You know, how do you take care of your bye week and how do you keep yourself ready to go? We'll see what happens. And I feel like they're going to be ready to play because it's a division game and they know what's at stake, you know, positioning-wise in our division. We got to be ready for their best game. So whatever they decide to do, we got to be able to counter that and match it.
Akeem, you're a team leader. So when you see a guy like Cody Parkey struggle through a game like Sunday, you know, it was hard to watch at times because of it. Who would have thought he would hit 4 uprights? You just never have seen something like that before. Do you reach out to him? Do you talk to him? Do you leave him alone? What's the right approach for a team leader with a teammate struggling to the extent that he did?
You let a guy work through it, man. You know, I talked about this after the game. A guy doesn't go out or step out on the field and plan on having a bad day. I don't care what position you play. You never step out there and have a bad day or plan on having a bad day. Now, bad days happen in the NFL. There's wide receivers that get locked up by corners. There's offensive linemen that get completely destroyed by defensive ends or tackles. It happens every week. Unfortunately, you know, it happened to us, and he had a bad day kicking. But I'm sure that he's going to bounce back and be ready to approach this week as if last week didn't happen. That's kind of the mindset that you got to have. And you know, from my perspective, from other guys on the team's perspective, you lift the guy up. You never leave a guy down there in the dumps, man. You have his back and you push for him. It doesn't mean that you have to be a, you know, rah-rah and right behind him every time he kicks the ball. You just, you know, you don't know that you support him.
We've talked about the quick turnaround you have coming up here. You know, there's a Sunday night game against Minnesota followed by another early game, the earliest game on Thursday against Detroit. That is not a lot of time for the body
hours
to recover. And, you know, the good news is, Akeem, that they're on national television, that everybody will be watching you on Sunday night, and everybody will be getting the turkey prepared and watching you on Thursday morning. Does that help make things easier? That is a real big ask, isn't it?
It's a huge ask, man. It's a huge ask. But, you know, this is the way, you know, things are set up. You got to be able to play the cards that you dealt. Getting flexed is a privilege. The last time that I was flexed was when I was in New Orleans in 2013 or 14. And we went to the second round of the playoffs, played against Philly first and played against Seattle. We lost in Seattle. But getting flexed means that you're doing something right, man. Getting flexed means that people want to see more of you, you know, and that's always a positive for a team. And if, you know, you have to shoulder a bit of the burden of, you know, having games crunched together, then that's what you got to do.
People here don't really know what that means, Akeem. It's been since 2012 since NBC's been here on Sunday night. It's been that long since they've done a Sunday night home Bears game.
Wow. Yeah, it's big, man. It's big. When you get, you know, put in the spotlight like that, you got to perform, man. You got to perform and perform for your team. Your team has to perform well, you know, because that gives them that motivation to say, okay, let's televise this nationally again, you know?
Do you expect the Vikings to come out to try to run the ball against you guys? They don't have a great rushing offense statistically. It's 29th in the league, I think. But at the same time, when they look at this, the Bears defense, if I were an offensive coordinator, I would think, okay, we don't want to put them, we don't want to become one dimensional because they'll just sack us. They'll just apply pressure. How do you expect the Vikings to attack you guys? And do you take it as a compliment or do you welcome them trying to run the ball on you?
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure for a team to come out and try to run the ball on us. We invite those types of things. But what I will say is this, that you can't become one-dimensional. And so even if they are having a tough, you know, year running the ball, I guarantee you that their coaches are saying, man, we're going to get this running game going this week. We're going to go out there. We're going to put the ball on the ground. We're going to get going, you know, that type of thing. They're pushing for whatever, you know, you're not doing well at. And so I would imagine that any team in a position where they haven't been running the ball well will come out and try to run the ball a little bit more than they have been.
He's Akeem Hicks, and you can see him tonight, Bears Radio After Dark. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, both contributors on our show, will be interviewing Akeem, a contributor on our show. I feel like we should go, David.
I know.
And it's at 6 o'clock tonight at Carmine's. I'd love to.
That'd be fun.
I'd love to go to Carmine's, either with you or without you, Akeem. No offense. but that's me. So one of the big national storylines last week was this idea that your quarterback hadn't really beaten anybody, hadn't played against anybody. How good was he? And it was fun because the response in the locker room was there. And you saw, Tariq Cohen texted back to Michael Lombardi, who had said, hey, leave my guy alone. And Mitch talked about it after the game. He refused to strut and do anything about his fine performance last week. And he said that he's got his teammates back and they have his back. There is a great sense of camaraderie and teamwork going on with this group. Are you seeing it differently than we do from the outside, Akeem? I mean, what has that element of your program been like this year?
I think this is what we've been building towards the past couple of years, man. We just, and I can really speak defensively, we are locked in, we're bought in. The guys are focused on, you know, completing their task and being in the right positions and doing whatever they have to do for it to put us in the best position to win. And when you have that type of feeling around and when guys really care about each other besides just, you know, playing on Sunday, then that's when you become a really good team. And you can see it, you know, in our locker room and on the field. It's on the field in practice and in the game. You can tell guys really care and really want to win for each other. So I think that can only be a benefit for us going forward.
Great stuff, Akeem. Thanks for your time. Have a lot of fun tonight, and we'll really look forward to seeing you guys with the quick turnaround, two national televised games. Should be tons of fun, and we're really looking forward to it.
Thanks, Akeem.
All right, you guys. Be good. Thanks for having me.
That's Akeem Hicks. He, of course, the future Pro Bowler of your Chicago Bears, having an unbelievable season, and it's great we get a chance to talk to him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.